Good morning. It's Friday, the 23rd of January. I'm Steve Smith, and with me this morning, we've got a special guest on Cultural Continuum from Boys and Girls Home and Family Services, Mr. Art Silva. Hey there, Art.
Good morning, Steve. Thank you.
And welcome to Cultural Continuum.
Well, glad to be here. Enjoy the show.
Glad to have you. We're starting up to the north. The University of Okoboji Winter Games kicks off this weekend. Events include broom ball, flag football. There's a chili cook-off, the polar plunge, burning of the greens. But due to warmer temperatures this winter, the games will not be held on the ice because we don't want bad things to happen to people. As far as that's concerned, you can go to uofowintergames.com to find out the whole schedule of events. There's tons of stuff going on up there.
Northwestern College Heritage Singers Chamber Choir will perform A Night at the Opera on Friday and Saturday, January 23rd and 24th. The death of a wealthy landowner spurs his relatives' scheming attempts to reclaim their inheritance from a local charity. Performances begin at 7:30 p.m. in the England Proscenium Theater. Reservations are encouraged. For further information, you can go to nwciowa.edu. Nora Verberg at the Music Office, 712-707-7062.
Lamb Theater presents Necessary Targets. That opens tonight. It runs through February 1st. The play was inspired by the author's trip to former Yugoslavia, where she interviewed women refugees from the Bosnian War. The play focuses on life after the bombs explode. Curtain times are 7:30 with Sunday matinees at 1:30.
Shot in the Dark Productions present Dogfight, January 9th to the 26th. This new musical tells the story of a group of United States Marines in the 1960s. On their last night before shipping out to Vietnam, they play a hurtful dating game. That search has Eddie meeting Rose, an unlikely pair playing a game that has quite a different ending. Curtain time is 8 p.m. with a matinee at 2 p.m. on the 25th. ShotInTheDarkProductions.org.
Sioux City Conservation or County Conservation Board hosts the public ice fishing snowshoe program tomorrow. Attendees will meet at the Big Sioux Recreation Area just south of Haywarden starting at 10 in the morning. Necessary equipment will include a bucket for sitting, a lunch for eating, snowshoes, bait, and tackle will all be available.
The League of Women Voters of Sioux City and Simcoe will host a public town hall meeting with our local Iowa state legislators. Saturday, January 24th, the public is encouraged to attend and pose questions. It begins at 10 a.m. in the Sioux City Public Museum.
The South Sioux City Public Library is hosting Nebraska Spirit, the North Platte Canteen. That'll be tomorrow. Charlotte Endorf will present upon the legendary railroad depot that touched the lives of more than 6 million World War II soldiers. That starts at 2 o'clock. Go to onebookonesiouxland.org to find out more.
Vanguard Arts presents James Armstrong, Saturday, January 24th. A master of modern blues guitar, Armstrong has performed around the world for over two decades. Local keyboardist Chris Bueller is with the band. The show begins at 8 p.m. For more information, vanguardarts.com.
Betty Strong Encounter Center is hosting Songs That Take You Places on Sunday. Sioux City musicians Mike Langley, Jack Langley, and Walter Peterson will take the audience on a musical journey along varied roads from Roger Miller's King of the Road to John Prine's Paradise. That show will also treat audiences to songs they need to hear, according to Jack Langley. That show begins at 2 o'clock. Go to SiouxCityLCIC.com to find out more.
Northwestern College presents a screening of The Stranger, Monday, January 26. Matthew Screens will moderate a panel of local immigrants following the film. It begins at 9 p.m. in the Vogel Community Room.
Sioux City Community Theater is presenting Run for Your Wife. That starts its run on Thursday. That's the 29th, runs through February the 8th. It's a British farce which follows a taxi driver who gets away with having two wives in different areas of London. Because of his irregular working schedule, complications multiply as they often do in British farces. The cabbie tries to keep his double life from exploding. Curtain times are at 7:30. Go to scctheater.org if you'd like to find out more.
The Iowa State Extension and Outreach hosts the Northwest Iowa Local Food Summit, too, Thursday, January 29th. The program will explore ways to cultivate food that is good for the economy and the environment in our community. Local Food and Farm Program Assistant Coordinator Lynn Hiss will discuss funding opportunities, the Farm Bill, coalition building, and shared measurements. Registration begins at 8:30 a.m. at Northwest Iowa Community College in Sheldon, Iowa. FlavorsOfNorthwestIowa.org for more information.
And here's why Art came. The Boys and Girls Home and Family Services, Inc. is hosting Face Off for Charity. Events are happening Thursday, January 29th through Saturday. It begins at 5 o'clock with a dinner and auction, and that'll be at Applebee's. Is that right, Art?
The auction will be on the ice at the Tyson Center.
Oh, okay.
Dinner will be at the Tyson Center on the ice along. It'll be served by Applebee's, but it's one of our nice things about the event. You're on the ice.
Okay, so you're on the ice, and the dinner it will come from Applebee's, but it'll be served by
the Musketeers, and they are pretty competitive in terms of they have a contest for tips.
Okay,
so it's a lot of fun with the guys, and we have an auction that follows, and the silent auction continues for Friday and Saturday night games. So if you can't make it on Thursday night, we've got some great auction stuff. You want to go and take a look. We've been building up over the course of the year. Silent auction will be on Thursday and Friday night at the Musketeer games.
Okay, and then where do you get the stuff for the auction?
All pro teams. I'm going to turn that right over to Terry Dooley, our development director, who can tell you that.
Oh, we've had all kinds of luck from NHL teams and from professional football teams. We've got all kinds of sports-related items that don't necessarily come from here around Sioux City, but we also have a lot of local items that come from here. So we have hotel rooms, and we have restaurant coupons, and it's a lot of really cool stuff.
Okay. I'll tell you what's really cool, Steve.
What's that, Art?
We've got a St. Louis Cardinals suite, and we've got some great seats for a Cardinals game. So we know we got Cardinals fans out there. As a matter of fact, I've got about 7 guys looking to put together packages that buy this suite for the day.
Oh.
So if you have any interest, come to Face Off for Charity Thursday night at the Sioux City Tyson Center.
And that's the 29th.
29th. Starts at 5 p.m., dinner served at 6, and the auction starts right following dinner.
And then there's silent auction stuff on the next 2 days also?
The next 2 nights, the Musketeers are home, and the silent auctions will continue there. Some great gifts. We got a beautiful Florida home on an island. We're very lucky to have with some great donors that have given us some great gifts. So really, you want to come and take a look. Or go to our website and take a look at some of the auction items.
What's the website? Before
Boysandgirlshome.com.
Okay, sounds good. Let me see. We've got just a couple other things that are happening this week. Sioux City's Film Train is screening the great movie Back to the Future. That'll be Thursday, January 29th. That's an adventure comedy following Marty McFly, a lost teen who travels back in time to save his parents' marriage and undo Biff Tannen. Michael J. Fox, Christopher Lloyd star. That movie starts at 7 o'clock at the Riviera 4.
The Sioux City Arts Center and FM 90, host Rockin' Pollock Music and Mural, Saturday, January 31st. Local musicians from Drumfest, as well as El Savar and Titans of Industry, will perform their compositions that they wrote for FM 90 series Music for Pollock. Local bakery, the Sugar Shack, is preparing pastries inspired by Pollock's mural. And the University of Iowa will present a sneak peek of a documentary that they are producing about the restoration of mural. More information can be found at SiouxCityArtsCenter.org or call FM 90.
All right. Well, that'll do it. That's all the time that we have this morning for Cultural Continuum. If you have an event that you would like publicized, you can email that to us at kwitpsa@witcc.edu. And Art, while you're here, what's the website if they want to find out more about the Boys and Girls and the thing with the Musketeers?
bghome.com. All the information's right there, Stephen. This is a don't-miss event.
All right.
You can also get information at the Musketeers website, so Sioux City Musketeers.
Okay, sounds good. That's going to do it for Cultural Continuum. For my co-host Art Silva and the rest of us here at FM 90, have a good week. We're going to wrap things up here with Ms. Elsa Vaugh.